AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Minnesota, Border Czar Tom Homan is talking about a possible scale down of the immigration crackdown there.
President Trump wants this fixed, and I'm going to fix it with your help.
Homan was called in after officers were involved in another deadly shooting in Minnesota.
The mission is going to improve because of the changes we're making internally. No agency or organization is perfect. President Trump and I, along with others in the administration, have recognized that certain improvements could and should be made. That's exactly what I'm doing here.
Homan vowed to stay until the problem is gone, but he seemed to acknowledge missteps while warning protesters they could face consequences if they interfere with federal officers. There's a scale down in the immigration crackdown in another state.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine says following several direct communications with Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, urging her to get ICE to reconsider its approach to immigration enforcement in the state, immigration officials have ended their enhanced operations in Maine. The Republican senator's announcement comes more than a week after immigration officers began an ICE operation dubbed Catch of the Day, which federal officials say netted about 50 people the first day. Collins says ICE and Border Patrol officials will continue their normal operations that have been going on for years in the state, which borders Canada. I'm Donna Water.
Democrats in the Senate are threatening to block a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, potentially bringing the government a step closer to a partial shutdown without new restrictions on the president's surge in immigration enforcement. A former Illinois sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for fatally shooting Sonia Massey, a black woman who dialed 911 asking for help. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. A sharp drop for Microsoft is helping to pull Wall Street back from its record heights. The S&P 500 sank 1.3% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index hit its latest record high earlier this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 246 points. The Nasdaq Composite fell 2.2%. Microsoft fell about 12%. Putting the stock on track for its biggest drop in almost 6 years. Investors are getting anxious about how much Microsoft is spending on investments and whether growth in its Azure cloud business will slow. Tesla fell 3.6%. The price of gold pulled back sharply after hitting its latest all-time high. Seth Sutel, New York.
First Lady Melania Trump's documentary premieres at the Kennedy Center in Washington tonight, ahead of its global release tomorrow. It's about the 20 days before she and President Trump return to the White House. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.